Welcome to Mindfulness for Sales Professionals. I'm Joy Raines.
And I'm Bill Raines.
And we're here to help you increase sales the mindful way.
Let's get started. Our topic today, making space for customers.
Yes, it's important to receive your customers and make space for them. I know a lot of salespeople, when they call a prospect up, especially a new prospect, and get them on the phone, they might try to start talking as quickly as they can to get all the features and benefits in before the prospect says, look, I'm not interested.
So one of the techniques that I learned years ago was when you're on the phone with a new customer or an existing customer, am I catching you at a good time, allowing space for the customer to set the agenda?
That's a really important question to ask. Some people are afraid to ask it because they're afraid the customer might say no. But if the customer says no, then okay, well, what's a good time to call back?
I even do that with scheduled phone calls. And that way, because people get busy, maybe they need a couple more minutes, and it just is a courtesy.
Right. So you want to make the space for your customer and make the space when they can actually focus on the conversation. And I'd like to think of this actually as receiving the customer. You're making space to receive them. You're welcoming them. You want to hear their message. You want to hear what they have to say. You're not trying to force your agenda into the communication, but you're making space to hear from them.
I envision it as an ebb and flow. We want to have a conversation. A good conversation goes back and forth. If you're just trying to quickly get some points across, it may not work.
Yeah, you know, when I started in sales, I thought the sales process was something where I had to do everything in my power to convince the customer that this was the right product for them. And as time went on, I realized, well, what's that old saying? You can't lead a...
You can only lead the horse to water. You can't make him drink.
That's right. That's right. And last episode, we talked about directing the sales call. I guess that's leading the customer. But you can't make the customer do something. They have to see a need to purchase your product or service. And making the space to receive them is the first part of that process.
It goes to understanding that maybe the horse doesn't want to drink. So, anyway, it's an interesting process. We need to allow the space to be received by both parties.
Yes, the giving and the receiving. So it's a real partnership.
That's right.
And on that note, stay tuned for the guided meditation coming up next. And please don't do this meditation while you're driving or doing anything else requiring your full attention.
Till next time.
This meditation is designed to help you practice receiving, and in this case, practice receiving your breath. You don't have to force your breath to come and go. It ebbs and it flows on its own. So let's start by taking a comfortable seat with your head and your neck aligned with your spinal column, and without changing the position of your head or your neck, gently lower your eyelids to a soft gaze or a full close, and just for a moment, notice that you're breathing. You may want to notice the coolness of the air as you breathe in, and its warmth as you breathe out. Just allow the breath to come and go naturally. You don't have to make your breath happen. Allow your body to receive your in-breath and to release your out-breath. Simply receiving and releasing. Whenever your attention wanders, simply bring it back to your breath again and again and again. And when you're ready, slowly bring your awareness back to your surroundings and open your eyes. And know that your body is always receiving and releasing your breath. And anytime you want, you can bring your attention to the present moment simply by noticing this receiving and releasing.